When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So let's start with the good news. That's always a, you know, oh, people looks like they're getting Daredevil or She-Hulk screener, so that's good. They got a lot of run times right now while I'm looking for our first thing this year. They got a lot of run time out there for She-Hulk right now. I'm not trying to say She-Hulk or Daredevil accidentally because I'm more excited for it, but just still. Apparently there's one episode, I think it's episode 2, that's like 28 minutes, and that's with credits. So they were right when they said, hey, we are... it's a 30-minute comedy. Now, if you look at most TV shows, 30-minute comedies are 22 minutes. I would expect that from this show, like 22 minutes with commercials and everything like that. But let's start with the good news. And this is news that like I'm happy with because it looks good, but at the same time, I'll get into it. Daredevil. So it happened on the weekend randomly, and it's happened again. There's been a better look of Daredevil's yellow costume. Now, I will say... why are they changing it? Why are they changing it? Just to Marvelize and stuff like that. Rayon says, I can't believe they're doing 9 episodes, though. Yeah, but I guarantee you if you were to put them together, they'd probably be the same length as the 6-episode run. Because if you have 2 episodes, that's like one's 22 and one's 30, that'd be like one 50-minute episode, right? So I think that's why they're doing it. Even WandaVision, they said at one point, they didn't know the episode count. So they released on the weekend and then some more. The yellow costume for Daredevil. This image I like a lot more. The first one, and it is still pretty much that, but the first one just looked like, okay, the helmet's yellow. And I know other stuff was, but the look of the pants and everything like that, I'm digging the yellow shades there. Now, if you're asking me, hey, Travis, would you prefer this over the red one? No. Would you prefer this over the black one? No. I'm saying I'm digging what they're putting down here. I hope eventually we just get back to pure red. The yellow to me, and again, even with yellow and red, I'm surprised where, you know, it, you know, we're getting close to Iron Man there a little bit. So I thought they might actually pull back. And I'm interested to see how long he has this costume for. So what they're presenting, I like it. Still like the red better. That's also just because, like, I hate yellow. Yellow is the color of mustard and piss. Like, and I guess what is helping is the pants and the arms. It's the helmet that's a bit more of that bright yellow. The pants and the arms look a bit more toned down. They almost look like... Now, here's the thing. Wolverine's yellow, that's maybe the only yellow I kind of jive with. But even then, like, I'm a big fan of, like, the brown and tan one and stuff like that, too. So, I'm liking it. It looks cool. I'm just happy they're showing it a lot. How much is going to be the episode? You have to wait until later on this week because we're going to be doing our She-Hulk episode predictions on GV, was it 509? So, yeah, we're going to talk about that. But the image you're showing isn't real. It's an edit of a figure. Oh, man, S-Bubs. That is it. Well, that explains why I'm liking it a lot more. Look at that. Oh, no. Summer Hansen's in the chat. She just saw it. This is the first time I'm seeing it. It looks incredible. Can't wait. Oh, well, Summer, I just lied to you. But I will find the actual. I'll stop sharing so I don't share someone else's. Let me find the actual one. Damn. So now I feel like I'm back to liking it a little less because that first look of it. Yeah, here we go. Okay, I'll get it because it's so shiny. I failed the city, by the way. So there you go. And I swear many times it's been shared around and stuff like that as real, but here we go. So I'll bring up the other one. This is of the head. And so, yeah. Sorry, Summer Hands just says, no, yeah, my bad. So this is the one, though. Yeah, so see, I want to see this one in motion because then I saw this. I was like, okay, it's yellow. Still wish it was red. Like the costume. Not really loving the helmet. Very shiny. I don't know. Just kind of looks like a mixed match. But then when I saw the other image that apparently is just an action figure, I was like, oh, thank God I do this show live. I was like, this is looking a lot better. I can jive with this. Maybe it will look like that. But we'll wait and see. And then the other one. Now, this has been proven to be like just a fan art of it or a fan design. But is MODOK. MODOK. So there's stuff going around that MODOK is in Ant-Man. I think it's already confirmed, right, that MODOK is in Ant-Man. He was in the teaser. But what happens is let's see. Summer Hansen says, goddamn, not nearly as good. Yeah, 100%. That's what I thought, right, when I saw him, like, this looks fine. Then when I saw the other image, I was so sold. So this is an image of MODOK. Now, this is, to be clear, not the real image. For the audio listeners, his whole body is gold. He looks very similar, like he's floating in the chair and stuff like that. He has the eyes that could shoot. Well, he doesn't have eyes. He has like the head thing he can shoot lasers from. But his whole face is gold. This is not what, this is not the look, but this is apparently like close to what the look's going to be. This was rumored a while back ago that MODOK's going to look like he does, except he's going to be all gold in the face. And now we'd seen a trailer where I feel like you can see, like, I think people have said, like, you can see a little bit of it. We're going to get that full like HD reveal unless they're hiding it for the actual movie. But I'm of two minds. I get why they're not going to do the big, you know, fishbowl face. It is very distracting. You'd be cheesy. I know people were sharing like the George Lopez and Spy Kids 3. I don't think it would be as bad as that. I think they would spruce it up, but at the same time, I get why they're not gonna go that route. I think you could get that route in a what if. I get why it's not for the big screen. It's an adaption, stuff like that. Let's see, it was a fan art, but the image got out of hand to the point where people said this was drawn by someone who was at Hall H. Very impressive, but the reports are, from what I've heard it as described, this was even before the trailer, it does sound very similar to this. So I'm for it. Would I want a big head in there? Sure, but I'd have to see the design too, because I still think MODOK is one of those where it's like, yeah, this is very cheesy. That's Marvel at its cheesiest, right? So we'll see. And then the other thing, talking about, here's three things back in a row of like could be true, could not be true. Rosario Dawson, right? She's at C2, E2, I think is what it's called. She starts talking about, oh, so Punisher, I heard that's, you know, coming, that's being revived and everything like that. I'm very excited because I got to be in all those other shows, but I didn't get to be in Punisher, and I love John Bernthal. Can't wait to work for him. And then she went out a statement and she said something about, oh, like, I guess I should pull up the actual, who cares? She pretty much just walks it back and just be like, oh, I don't know anything. It's just from what I'm hearing on the interweb and stuff like that, right?
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I do actually believe, so I feel like I'm a 50-50 on this. Because when she went, oh, I can't wait to work with him again, I do think she's been talked about coming back. I do think just in Marvel in general, because she's around the halls of Disney and stuff like that. I think that's come up of, hey, we're going to do Daredevil. Would you like to come back and stuff like that? Because I think Daredevil, you're going to see a lot of those people. And I got a topic idea for that in the future about Daredevil, of kind of breaking down like characters and storylines we could see, because I feel like just even like seeing Bullseye, you know, like I don't think it'd be time to get in the Thunderbolts, but fuck, that'd be awesome. And I think there's lots of potential to see. I would love to see Bullseye in the MCU, but, or Agent Point Dexter, whatever we want to call him. But I think this is a 50-50 rumor. I think that she has been talked about coming back to Marvel because she just seems so excited to work with him. But I don't think that... I think it is this, people think they get announced all the time. Like Patton Oswalt, remember last week, he's like, yeah, they just announced Eternals 2, right? And he's like, yeah, I'm pretty sure Chloe's doing that. With rumors, Twitter, online, that she might just saw something on a website, something while scrolling, oh, that's really cool. Because so many times people phrase it as, like, look at the way, I talked about this last time with Moon Knight, and that went out, right, where the director came back, said, oh, there's no talks for season two, it's not happening, just some fun. But everybody was going around saying, confirm, confirm, confirm. Now, I think I at least put a question mark, and luckily Moon Knight wasn't a headliner, but still, I think I at least even put a question mark on, you know, Moon Knight season two happening. And if I didn't, then I'm part of the problem. But that happens, right, where it gets conflated, and we go, oh, it's confirmed, and you see a bunch of headlines that say Moon Knight 2 confirmed, Moon Knight 2 confirmed, and you just go, oh, must be confirmed, and in actuality, it's not. Same thing here. So I think it's a 50-50. If they do the show, would she be in it? I don't know, but I don't think she actually has the insight or anything like that. Pam McClay says, I don't really blame her because she's like Kevin Smith. She's in Hollywood, she's a nerd, and she hears what we hear. Yeah, and there's so many times where Kevin Smith, even, I haven't listened to Fat Man Batman in months, actually. I can't remember. I think the last time I tuned in was for the Batman review, and because, yeah, they didn't like the movie. That's not the reason why I stopped tuning in. I'm not being that fan. I'm like, oh, I don't like what they're saying. I didn't love their review because it was very strange of, like, they're especially Kevin is sometimes pretty high, and I don't blame him, but there's weird things where Mark Bernardin is just saying, like, I don't think they would ever do this with Batman. And then there's, like, established writers that have done similar arcs or things with the character. And it was really about the character being hopeful and stuff like that. And there's just things outright where you can say, I don't like this version of it, but just being like, it's never happened. It's the same thing like The Killing, right? I can go, I don't like The Killing. But it was so, like, matter of fact of talking about it. It felt very odd. And I was surprised how hard he went, actually, on the Batman kind of being negative when he was, like, he supposedly was supposed to be working on Batman Cape Crusader with Reeves producing, which who knows if that even happened. So I think that I if I could listen to more podcasts, I still would listen to them. I guess I just I liked it a bit more when they are just in the studio. The live aspect works and stuff like that, but it's it feels like they're sometimes a little less engaged in the news and more just like having fun, which is absolutely sometimes what we do here, right? But I guess it's just that it's the show shifted over time, and like some other shows, I'm sure people listen to Geek First Times that shifted, and maybe they went out. But if I had a pod, like had time to podcast, I definitely would still be listening to. I would more be listening to Babylon and stuff like that, like some other Kevin Smith ones, but I definitely would be listening to Fat Man Batman if I had the time. But now when I have the time, let's say I do, it's still lower down on the list and stuff like that. So what the hell is next? So Punisher, I still think it's – I think it's happening based on the rumors before, but I don't think it's happening because it's Rosario, you know. So and then finally – Midnight Sun's delayed indefinitely. Now, they did say to 2023. At first, it was indefinitely. I guess just 2023 indefinitely. This sucks because I was just talking about this when we did the Black Panther like little cutout for Side Quest about Dylan was very confident. He sold me as far as like, oh, they're really far along. They're showing lots of clips. And I was not keeping up to date, like character gameplay. So I don't know what happened in between a few weeks ago and now. Obviously, this happens with games a lot. It's not the worst thing for my life because I was not digging the Gotham Knights, Marvel Sons being 2 weeks apart, one for review purposes and one for life purposes. No, we're not. And fall is one of our, fall's always one of our biggest time. Like, you know, there's a few weeks where we're going to have, these are the like kind of half to's, right? We're going to have Lord of the Rings coming out. We're going to have House of Dragon, which I don't know if I'm on, but just for the podcast in general, Lord of the Rings, House of Dragon, She-Hulk, Andor, and a couple movies in between, and a newscast all in 1 week. And even those TV shows, that's four massive big IP TV shows happening. So I'm not hurting at that. There's still some things I want to do. I still maybe want to do a replay of God of War before the second one, but I haven't decided if I'm getting that. Now I might actually get it if Hogwarts comes out. So there's a lot of things I'm not sad about that way. It does suck because I'm very curious about the game. I am curious why it's being delayed. I wonder if they're kind of changing some things up and everything like that. Not getting rid of the cards exactly, but just changing some things to make it sell better, or maybe it's just not working. But I thought it was a kind of ace in the hole to happen from people, especially Dylan, and it just, no, it's gone. So that's a bummer. But luckily, I'd rather take Midnight Suns being delayed than Gotham Knights. Even though Gotham Knights might end up being an Avengers type of clone, I'm more excited about Gotham Knights.